Hi, everybody. Vince Blackerby. I'm Director of Operations here at the church. I'm going to be reading for Project 119, Wednesday, June the 29th. And this is a continuation of what I read the last few days. We're going to be in Numbers again in the Old Testament. We're going to be in Psalms. And we'll read in Galatians of the New Testament. So just to give you a little reminder where we were yesterday, and if you didn't, children of Israel are on their way to Canaan, but they're going through other properties, and it's making everybody nervous. And the main person that was really nervous was the king of Moab, which is Balak, and he went and sent for a prophet, Balaam, who he's been trying to get to work a curse out on the children of Israel for three attempts. And each attempt has backfired because Balaam has issued a praise and a blessing for the children of Israel because he said that's what the Lord led him to do. And we left you with a little bit of a cliffhanger. I'm going to read the last verse. I'm going to be reading chapter 24, verses 15 through 25, but I'm going to read that last few verses to sort of lead you to where we left off. This is after the last blessing that the king thought was going to be a curse. Balaam answered Balak, "Did I not tell the messengers you sent me? Even if Balak gave me this palace filled with silver and gold, I could not do anything of my own accord, good or bad, to go beyond the command of the Lord, and I must say only what the Lord says. Now I am going back to my people, but come, let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in the days to come." So that was bad news for Balak. Here's starting at verse 15. Okay, verse 15. Then he uttered this oracle. "The oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of one whose eye sees clearly, the oracle of one who hears the words of God, who has knowledge from the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate and whose eyes are opened. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the sons of Sheth. Edom will be conquered. Seir, his enemy, will be conquered. But Israel will grow strong. A ruler will come out of Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city." Then Balaam saw Amalek and uttered this oracle. "Amalek was first among the nations, but he will come to ruin at last." Then he saw the Kenites and uttered his oracle. "Your dwelling place is secure. Your nest is set in a rock. Yet you Kenites will be destroyed when Asher takes you captive." Then he uttered his oracle. "Ah, who can live when God does this? Ships will come from the shores of Kittim. They will subdue Asher and Eber, but they will come to ruin." Then Balaam got up and returned home, and Balak went on his way. So that finishes that little area. They'll still have some trouble with the Moabites when we read tomorrow, but that ends that chapter in this part. Now we're going to turn to Psalm 33, and this is a good psalm to follow up with from 31, which was really a prayer of deliverance for David, who was really down at that time. Then Psalm 32, it was more of a praise song of forgiving of sins and thanksgiving. Now we come to what is really a psalm of joy or song of praise. So we'll read Psalm 33 now. "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. We're going now to the New Testament. We're going to read again in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. And this is more of an instructions for the believers there in Galatia, calling for help for others when they have a heavy burden. We'll start with that in verse 1. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Each one should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself, without comparing himself to somebody else, for each one should carry his own load. Anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Thank you for listening today. We'll continue tomorrow. Let's have a word of prayer in closing. Heavenly Father, we're so very grateful for the many blessings that you give to each of us. Lord, we hope that you have opened our hearts to this word, to your holy word. Lord, we're so thankful, just as David is, of the joy that we have in our relationship with you. And we ask that you lead us in our step and our lives with you. Forgive us for our sins. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.